I'm joined by John Billups today. He is joining me. We're talking about, well, it's a very, very important day for Notre Dame coming up on Sunday.
On Sunday.
It is God's Portion Day. God's Portion Day always used to be in the spring. And all of a sudden, COVID kind of changed that. I knew it kind of changed things around. You kind of reversed it. You ran the Pot of Blue and Gold, which was always a
fall
event.
Yep.
You switched them. You switched them around. Now you've got God's Portion Day. It's coming up on Sunday, and you've shortened. You've made it a little more compact.
Yeah, we heard from a lot of the people that attended God's Portion Day. They'd like to see the auction a little shorter because it used to be an all day event. We moved it back to Sunday there for a few years. It was on Saturday. So it'll be 1 to 6 this Sunday at the Notre Dame schools. We'll be in the elementary gym, and then PTO is having their fun fest for kids in the high school gym. So, and plus, we've also brought back this year after a little bit of a hiatus is Granny's Cupboards, Oddities, and Antiquities.
Okay.
Better than garage sale stuff. So,
okay.
So we'll have that going. There will be bake sale items on there. Right now, we have a preview catalog launched for our live auction items. You can look at that on the Burlington Notre Dame Facebook page, and we'll try to get it on our website page today. And then we'll also start posting some of the silent auction baskets. So we've got some fabulous stuff. It's a benefit auction for the Notre Dame private Catholic school. You know, we've said this before, we really don't get any property sales tax dollars.
Right.
And so this is one of the ways we offset our costs and make the school affordable for people to go
to. Now, this is the biggest fundraiser for certain. I mean, you do a number of other smaller ones.
Oh, we
the
do.
Garage sale. I
right.
know that the school does get the Pot of Blue and Gold, but that goes to a specific fund.
Right. The Pot of Blue and Gold goes to teachers and the endowment fund, the teacher salary, retirement benefits. This one goes to solely supporting the school and its operations. So it is our, between it and Pot of Blue and Gold, those are our two big major fundraisers. It will be a great fun-filled family day. We have a lot of good events and some grand prizes to get out there. So we do have a Notre Dame God's Portion Day raffle.
Okay.
We doubled the cash prizes on that. So we're looking forward to a great day, and all public is welcome to the event. You don't have to come and stay all day. And it's real simple. When you come in and register, we'll swipe your card, and if you don't buy anything, we just close out
account. Can you look online to see what sort of items you have?
Yeah, you can go on the Burlington Notre Dame Facebook page. There's a link there, and then BurlingtonNotreDame.com should have that link later today, and you can see a preview of the live auction items. And the silent auction items, hopefully those will be posted by midweek so you can see what those are. We have some raffles that are kind of cool. And a lot of, thankfully, Burlington is a supportive and giving community. We have a lot of great merchants and vendors that have donated a ton of product for people to buy. So.
And how big, do you have a goal? Do you have a goal? How many dollars you would like to raise?
Well, as much as we possibly can.
Okay, I understand that. is there an actual target number?
There's always a target number that the committee has in mind, and we'd like to see it up around $65,000-$75,000 for the auction itself. We do other things that contribute to God's Portion Day throughout the year, such as Gene Pass Days and that type of thing. So we're hoping for a big day, and we're looking for a lot of fun and fellowship.
I always remember as I'm going, because I typically, because it's on the way home, I typically will stop in at the Amoco station, and you've got a Notre Dame gas pump there. And I'm filling up the car, I'm thinking, do you have any idea how much you get actually out of that?
Yeah, that has been BP Gas does that on North Roosevelt. Does that for us, and typically per quarter around $1,500-$1,600. So it doesn't cost anybody anything to do it. The other ways to, they give us 3 cents per gallon. There's some other places that do that. Amazon Smile will give us it's the same website as Amazon, but Amazon Smile, you can designate Notre Dame as a charity. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It comes out of the Amazon funds. out of their portion of the proceeds. There's iGive.com. Casey's General Rewards, you can assign it to Burlington Notre Dame. So there's several ways to give to the school throughout the year, which helps us educate kids.
Are those publicized online?
They are online. They're on the website, and they're also on our Facebook page.
Okay, so a little bit here and a little bit there does add up.
It adds up a lot. So.
It does indeed. And again, it's 1-6 on Sunday. Now, last year was a virtual one, wasn't it?
Yeah, last year that's the reason why we flip flop them. Is God's Portion Day really works as a good event where friends are there and they bid against each other and. There's always a wink and a nod, you know, hey, I got you on that one. You can get me on the next one, you know. So we flipped it. It used to be in the spring, and this year it'll be in the fall. And after we get done, we'll look and see, do we want to keep it here or not? There's a lot of things going on in the fall.
And so the first item's at number 10 can of French onion soup.
Is
that right?
Yes, the 41st year. For the French onion soup.
But you can't take it home and have a big, soup supper.
Yeah, you can't. I wouldn't open that bad boy. It's on a nice plaque and we put your name on it. And, I think it was the second year of God's Portion Day. They started out the auction with a can of soup. And so it's kind of our tradition. And there's a couple of guys that traditionally go after it. John Sendell, former mayor John Sendell, is always been real generous on purchasing that can of soup every year. So we'll see.
1-6, Sunday. Again, you'll go to the website. You'll find our website and Facebook page. You'll find items that you can take a look at.
Yep.
And again, big deal fundraiser for Notre Dame. I was going to ask you about Bluff Harbor Marina. Mm-hmm. When does the boating season typically end? Is it pretty much around this time?
Well, you know, we have a lot of duck hunters, goose hunters that are out, and the mud boats are real popular right now. They can go in a couple inches of water. So actually, we typically get most of our boats out of the water by Thanksgiving at the latest.
Right.
Our hours will start to contract a little bit over the next couple of weeks. But the marina itself, as far as sales and service, we're open all the way up to Christmas, and then we take a two-week break, and we get right back at it.
I'm guessing that the ordering of boats is still going on.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. John Archer's going nuts trying to get boats secured for next year. So it'll be a good year next year. So.
Now, my understanding is what? Construction for the Tiger Grant is underway. It's now underway this week, is that right?
A couple of updates, actually. Harrison and Dunham, finally. Folks in Dunham, thank you for being patient. Paving should start over there this week. We're going to wrap up Harrison for the year, and then we'll reopen it in the reopen the construction process in the spring. But that road will be open through the winter. We don't want to deal with any detours or delays. Main Street, Main and Locust is getting close, getting really close. We're hoping to start paving there maybe on 10/10/25 or next Monday, Tuesday, depending how things go. And then Tiger Grant will start this week. We're going to try to get the block between Central and 8th Street up and done before the fall. We have a really, really aggressive contractor on
that. Does road construction, and street construction, does that continue right until you can't do it anymore?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, when it gets really cold, then you still have your emergency repairs, but for the most part, a lot of those projects are going to shut down here somewhere around November. We'll get those, or at least first week of December.
All right. Again, so. Notre Dame, God's Portion Day, 1-6, this Sunday. Don't miss it. John Billups, thanks for joining me today.
Steve.